We worked hard behind the scenes, and to be fair, you know, the track staff have done an amazing job. You know, Terry and his crew came down, they turned it around. It was touch and go at one point, but you know, for the guys to even turn around, and a lot of riders and even the away riders have come up and said, wow, what a difference is today. So we've had some good racing as well. Unfortunately, we lost. It was a last decider. Glasgow are kind of the runners as well. So, you know, I think we were just slightly unlucky on a couple of things. Our boys on a couple of races didn't perform, and you can't when you're going up against the likes of these, you know. So you have to be completely switched on, and if it doesn't work, then you're on the wayside. But, you know, all in all, pleased that the track went okay and everything went smoothly tonight. Just hopefully we can obviously put that together, and we've got Paul next week and come away with a win.
Eric Rist scored well. A tricky night though for Chris Harris in many ways, wasn't it tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to blame Chris at all. I mean, you know, Chris has come up trumps, you know, 9 times out of 10. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it was a Gaiters track tonight. And you're against Glasgow, you know, you've got to be on your game. And if you're not, you're going to be left behind. Hard to pass. But we did have a few passes, but you know, like I said, if you're not gating, it's a tough game to be in anyway. So Chris is never known for his gating, but he can gate. So, but you know, like I said, yeah, if Chris had won a couple of races, you know, Ash had got a couple of seconds, all of a sudden you're not a last heat decider, we're in front, and you know, who knows? So it just the way it goes, you know, as I said. But a lot of positives to take away from tonight. No positive with it, obviously the fact we lost, but great positive, you know, in other things as well. So
people here supporting you as well, you know, plenty of Brummies fans, and obviously Pocket from Glasgow as well, who took in the Kent meeting last night. But good to see people on the terraces again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. I mean, you know, there is still a lot of restrictions out there, you know. I think that needs to change, because you know, we are gonna, you know, if you know, if the council doesn't allow certain restrictions to be lifted, we are going to struggle. But we need to get the fans booking online, because if they're not booking online, you know, there'll be no Speedway. So we need to make sure that the public know that they've got to book. The cut-off time is, you know, 12 a.m. on Tuesday evening. So they need to be able to come round and you know, and do that. So unfortunately, it's the only thing we're allowed to do. We can't do anything else. They can't pay at the door. And it's just frustrating at this particular point, really.
I mean, it is really tough, you know, in any sport, really, but particularly trying to promote Speedway at the moment must be really difficult, is it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got other sports, football, etc. I mean, they're governed by sponsors, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, many, many Speedway clubs haven't got that, you know, and we're one of them. So we're relying on the punters to come through the door, and if they're not coming through the door, you know, there is no Speedway. So it is black and white. We need them to be booking online. We need them to purchase the tickets so we can then survive and keep going, you know. And that's what really I'm kind of trying to say, really, because we need them, you know, we need the supporters to support.